Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
And welcome to Empire Radio. This is the Professionals Roundtable, and I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming to the show right now is a lovely lady based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. She is the creator and owner of the Hilliard Studio Method. You can go to the website, HilliardStudioMethod.com. You can also send her an email there, Liz@HilliardStudioMethod.com, or give them a call, 704-236-3377. How about a nice roundtable welcome as we bring up the owner and creator of the Hilliard Studio Method herself, Liz Hilliard. Liz, thank you so much for joining us today, and welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Rick. That was quite a nice introduction. I'm wonderful.
Well,
you're doing well up in New York.
Yeah, doing okay. But you know what? I take care of my people. You're my people now.
Good. I'm glad to be one. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Great. Well, you know what? Before we get going here, Liz, can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and exactly what you do at the Hilliard Studio Method?
I'll be happy to. Hilliard Studio Method is a workout that I created in 2007 to get my own daughter, who was having a wedding in about a year, in the best shape of her life, as well as myself. I come from a Pilates background and found that traditional Pilates workouts weren't working to the extent that I wanted to re-sculpt and reshape my body as well as my daughter. So I created Hilliard Studio Method to do that. From her request, a simple request from a daughter to a mother a year ago away from her wedding, to say, do something for me. So I didn't just do it. I researched it, and I'll go into all those different ways I did it. But the method is a series of movements, low impact, high cardio,
right,
resistance training that is results proven. I mean, it's for any age, any place in life. My daughter is 34 years old. I'm now 63. We both do it, as do a lot of clients here in Charlotte, North Carolina, as well as all around the world,
right,
through streaming.
Wow. I got to tell you, I did pop on to your website, and it's a great website. It's, you know, the video is constantly rolling. You're how old? 60 what?
I'm 63. Yes, I am.
Holy Mac Diddly.
Thanks. I like that reaction.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
A nice one. Thank you very much.
You look phenomenal.
Wow.
I guess you know what? It seems like, hey, Liz, the Hilliard Studio Method is working.
Yeah, that's what I think. And thank you, Rick. I mean, honestly, I really appreciate that compliment, and I'm very open and very proud of my age, of course, and as anyone should be at any age.
And, obviously. And you know, just so we're clear, Liz mentioned it first. I did not ask her. I just had to have her repeat it because I'm a gentleman. I know I'm talking to a lady in the South, and you don't ask a lady your age.
That's true.
But you offered it up.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, because I think it makes a point for
right.
our workout. It is results for any age.
Right. And now you said you developed this to help your daughter.
Correct. Yes.
Right. Now, how long?
Daughter Clary.
How long ago was that?
That was in 2007. So this was a really interesting. I mean, she's my only child, and she came to me, and she was at that point probably two or three sizes larger than she is now. She's also gorgeous. She's 6'1". You'll see her on our website at HilliardStudioMethod.com.
Yep, got a picture of her right here.
She was larger, you know, not heavy or anything. She was a great. She's a beautiful woman, and she said, "Mom, I really want to see if I can change my body to feel really more comfortable." So I'm all about health. I am not about restriction, but I am about a challenging workout that it is safe. So this is my own child. And I, at that point, remember now, I wasn't 63, but I was sort of in the throes of menopause. And anybody that's listening to that knows what I'm talking about.
Right.
There's where your body changes, and you're thinking, oh, well, game over, you know? I'm like in my 50s, and, you know, life has just thrown me this curveball. And I've got this poochy belly, and my arms are flabby and all that.
Right.
But, you know, I was a personal trainer, and things were going well, but I was seeing my body not responding to that traditional great Pilates workout, which no doubt is one of the great Pilates, is one of the great workouts there is. So for her, I didn't just go, oh, let me think of something. I researched. I read scientific articles. I read what's the latest body physical science, mind body. I went to the West Coast. I went to New York. I spent a lot of time in your city.
Right.
Because there's a lot of fantastic workouts in New York, and there's a lot of fantastic workouts throughout the United States. And I did that. And what really fired on was this resistance training, which I think is underestimated by most people, particularly women.
Right.
What resistance training does is it... Go ahead and say something.
You know what it is, though, Liz? When you say the word resistance training and then you say, you know, it gets misinterpreted by women, it's because they all think, oh, I don't want to be a big bodybuilder. You know, and that's
exactly
what scares them off, because they're intimidated. They think that they can, you know, look like Schwarzenegger, which is, you know, aside from biology, it's not going to happen, ladies.
It's not going to happen. I mean, we don't have, first of all, women, we're not equipped with that much testosterone, right?
Right.
I mean, when you look at the science of our women's makeup, you know, most of us are not really equipped to bulk up, and that was my fear. And I think that's the fear of many women that are in the world out there listening right now, are going, oh, yeah, well, that's great for you, but you don't know me. I will bulk up.
Right.
Well, I came up with a way where we're not pressing 150 pounds here, but we're doing these intricate movements that are Pilates-based, that are core-centric, and that just means coming from the strength of your core, that strong back and flat belly. And if you move your body in certain ways, safely with a lot of resistance, you get bang for your buck like you can't even imagine.
Now,
it's a whole different world.
Yeah. Now, do you do a lot with weights, or is it like a mix of body weight, you know, smaller weights, that kind of thing, or do you do heavier? I mean, how does the whole thing work? I mean, I'm on your website, HilliardStudioMethod.com, and you've got a video that is on a loop that's, you know, showing some of the movements that you do. But I noticed that, you know what, it's smaller weights, and there's a lot of, like, you know, you're using the body weight, too.
Yes, and thank you. That's a good question. I use, and what we try to use, is a combination of sort of mid-size weights, an 8 to a 10-pound little dumbbell, and also a 2 or a 3. So we build so what we do is we push the body to exhaustion through these movements. But, you know, lighter weights, 8 pounds, it becomes heavy when you do our movement. But at first, it's doable. Most women can do it.
Right.
And then we drop it down to about 3 pounds, and we finish up. Our first 30 minutes of class, it's either using these dumbbells, or we have so many methods and ways of using resistance, everything from core balls, heavy-weighted balls, that are, you again, you're not, it's not the traditional medicine ball you find in a gym, but it's called a core ball that you hold the handles. We do planks and runs and push-ups on. And we also use, you know, resistance bands. We use gliders, you name it. I mean, when I created this method, I had to use whatever the gym or the fitness facility that I was subleasing at that time. So it's kind of the greatest thing that happened was like, oh, they have this here.
Right.
Let me see what I can do with it.
Yeah, so, it forced you to get creative.
Exactly. And I thrive on that. And I still do. This workout is not stagnant by any means. We create every single day. If you're in here in Charlotte or you're doing our online streaming and videos, every single one is different, and every single workout is different.
Yeah, that was going to be
you
my next question, because you do a lot of these classes. I'm sure there's a, you know, I wasn't sure if it was the same class, but now you're saying no, each and every one is going to be different. They're going to have different elements, different things that you're going to do, which is great, because you know what? That's one thing. When people go to the gym, they get locked into a routine, a boring routine, and then they lose that, you know, that drive to you know, keep doing it. Because,
well, they not only lose their drive, their body gets bored. You know, your mind might get bored, but your body goes, oh, really? Got this. I got the whole bicep curl thing, right? So, you know, your body's like, oh, I bet she's going to do 8 more, right? And you do. And, you know, and then you just kind of plateau, right? And everybody's got that frustration if you work out. And so, and I've had it too. So, therefore, we don't do that same thing every day. You're maybe going to work your biceps, but you're going to work it in a different way. So the biceps are going, wait a minute, when did you start doing this twist with it? And why am I in this deep curtsy?
Right.
And oh my gosh, I feel my glutes while I'm doing this bicep curl, as well as my core and waist. And then your mind starts to really go, okay, I don't know what's going on, and your body really starts to change.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, because, you know, I, like I said, I'm on your website, HilliardStudioMethod.com, and all I see is women, though. So is this strictly strictly focused towards women, or do men take your classes too?
Yes, men do take classes, but I think that because we have ballet bars in the class, we know that our demographic is mostly women.
Right.
I'll have to interject here to say my husband, Aubrey, who I've been married to for 100 years, actually 37 years, does this workout. He does the workout. He does my videos, and he comes into the classes. There are a few very brave men that come in there.
Right.
But it is too... Rick, you've got to come to Charlotte or do one of my videos. You've got to feel it. There's a sense of movement in there that's just pumping with, you know, really great music. And I think it's very female-oriented in that way.
Right.
Plus, men, you know, they like to go pump the heavy iron, but you get a strong man in there. And we have a couple of Charlotte Panthers that have rolled through there, and, you know, our football team, and a couple of strong guys that have walked in and gone, holy cow. You know, they're trying to hold these 8-pound weights, and they're used to doing very heavy weights in their workouts through either professional sports or through their gym. And they're going, this is really intense.
Right.
It's very hard to do. So that's the thing. You want to challenge the body. If you're not challenging the body each and every time you work out, then you might as well not work out. You might as well just go on a nice walk and enjoy the beautiful day, right?
Yeah, exactly. Again, we're talking to Liz Hilliard. She is the creator and owner of the Hilliard Studio Method. She's based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, but that doesn't mean that's it. That doesn't limit, you know, access to her. If you live in that area, great. Then you can book a class, go in, you know, take the classes, let her kick your butt around for a while, and you'll probably completely enjoy it. Or if you're not in the area, from what I understand, you can stream workouts, right?
Yes, and honestly, Rick, this is my most, I'm so excited about this, and I know you can hear my, I just realized I'm doing my Southern accent, you know, but here I am in the South. You don't have to be here. We're not only streaming videos, we have a video subscription service on our website that you just mentioned, and it is, actually, to try it, it's 2 weeks for free, so
right.
If you want to try it and go, I've got no investment here, let's see what these people are up to, I welcome you all to try it because it really does work, and you get 2 weeks free. Now, here's the really exciting thing. We're adding those videos every single month. So we've got right now close to 550 minutes of different moves and workouts, you know, different workouts in there that, you know, last anywhere from 5 minutes to an hour. But here's what I'm excited about, and we just tested it out 2 weeks ago. We are going to begin to live stream out of our studio here in Charlotte, North Carolina, so that if you live anywhere in the United States or out of the United States,
right.
Anywhere in the world, you can get into our workout like you're there, but you're in your own house, but you get the energy of that workout, and you get, you know, me talking to you straight up into the camera and, you know, calling you by name half the time. You're going, wait, how can you see me? So
that's great. It sounds like you guys are pushing the boundaries in terms of innovation and trying to get more people involved. And it is better when you kind of have somebody, you know, talking to you. Because if you know it's a video or if you know it's a CD or a DVD that you can put in, you know you can stop it. You know you can turn it off.
And we have those, of course. And
right.
Some people love those. And we've got the DVDs. We've got the... you know, videos and all that, but there is something very special, and I'll have to just say how much I adore my daughter. She's my only child, as I said, which is the reason I created this workout, and there's a dynamic that happens in our live studio that we realize that building just brick-and-mortar buildings or going into different cities, which we may do, and that's in the game plan, but we can take our energy, you know, on the Internet.
Right.
And, you know, just...
and spread it all over
the world. Yeah, just and because our workout is not only results proven, you know, great challenging workout, but we have a real joy and a lifestyle at Hilliard Studio Method that we like to share, and that includes the health of the body and healthy nutrition, and we talk about everything from nutrition to sleep to, you know, just enjoying what you do in life and not restricting pleasure. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. You got to sign on for that. The is there a button for that on your website? Not restricting, pleasure button.
No, but we're gonna get that, Rick. We're gonna get the joie de vivre button because that is like my thing.
Right.
My thing is to enjoy life, and that's part of the reason I'm 63 years old. And my gosh, I mean, why would I not enjoy life?
Is yeah.
That or start getting, you know, physically old, and that's no fun, right?
And it seems like you're just getting started. Again, we're talking to Liz Hilliard. She is the owner of the Hilliard Studio Method. You can go to the website, HilliardStudioMethod.com. You can also reach out to them, 704-236-3377. Got to take a quick break here, Liz, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And when we come back, I want to dive more into, some of the things that have come out of your class since you guys have developed it, okay?
I would love to.
All right, we'll be back with more on Empire Radio right after these words.
Are you ready to take back your voice and your personal power? If so, then Miriam Vineyard can help you. As a life coach, she can help you go from where you are in life and move forward to where you want to be, working in personal development, empowerment, goal achievement, and relationship revival. If you're ready to take back control of your life, then schedule now at vineyardsofhope.com. That's vineyardsofhope.com. She offers free 5-day classes every month. She also offers a 5-week paid course on the architecture of a goal that starts April 3rd, 2017. Details can also be found on vineyardsofhope.com. That's vineyardsofhope.com. Vineyards of Hope. Let the grapes of hope quench the thirst for change. Vineyards of Hope. Take back your life. Is your computer slow? Seeing strange pop-ups? You could have a computer infection. Call Computer and Internet Help. A certified malware removal specialist will make your computer healthy and fast again. Most importantly, at an affordable price. Call Computer and Internet Help at 239-567-0104. That's 239-567-0104. Or email them at pccoach@live.com. That's pccoach@live.com. And go to their website, computerandinternethelp.com. Computerandinternethelp.com. Computer and Internet Help, making computers healthy, one at a time.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
And welcome back to Empire Radio. This is the Professionals Roundtable, and I'm your host, Rick Delgado, and we're sitting today with Liz Hilliard. She is the creator and owner at Hilliard Studio Method in Charlotte, North Carolina. You can give them a call, 704-236-3377, or go to the website and see it all for yourself, HilliardStudioMethod.com. Again, Liz, thank you again for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Rick. It's so nice to be here.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you having me. I was just listening to your commercial break and might have to talk about my book at some point.
You know what? I was just about to get to that at some point. But
I'll let you lead.
But
you know, this is what my husband says: quit leading when you dance. Okay, so you go ahead and lead.
That's okay. We're doing the twist, so we can take do our own thing. Let me ask you this, Liz. Now you said you the workout, the Hilliard Studio Method. This is something you developed. For people that are just joining us, you developed because your daughter came to you and said, you know what, I'm getting ready to get married, and I need to do something to change. Not so much, it wasn't that she was, like you said, overweight. She just wanted to feel better about herself and about her body and stuff like that.
That's true.
So it
That's
was
exactly right.
So it was inspired by that, and that was some years ago, and now it's developed all into this, which is leads me to the question, now I can ask you about the book.
Thank you. Yes, my book. It's the name of it is Be Powerful, the Find Your Strength at Any Age. Be Powerful is my mantra. It's on the side on the wall, literally, across the wall of my studio here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I wanted to originally with the book share, people go, tell me about your workout. How did it come about? It's so good, tell me more. So I originally started writing a book about the workout, and then I realized this book became about finding my own power in my own authenticity. And knowing that you can't BS people. You can't, if you're not real, if the workout's not real, nobody's even going to listen to it or do it or care about it.
Right.
And so this is about finding it. It started out about me, and then it became about everyone but me. Because I realized what I was talking to was the power that all of us, especially women, sometimes forget they have, you know, or they've got children and they've got husbands and they've got jobs and there's so much to do and they're juggling the whole world. But to live your authentic life and to grasp it and to know it and to sometimes walk away from things that are not necessarily serving you, that are, you know, causing you to not live your most powerful self. That's what this book is about. And of
right.
course, it's about the beginning of the workout. It's full of nutrition. And, you know, there's the nuts and bolts of it. The workout is in there. The how do you live a healthy lifestyle? The what do I eat in the morning? I mean, I can't tell you how many questions I get on that. And I'm happy to expound on it. But I think the thing that's making this book sell, and it's doing quite well, and I hope that someone out there will pick it up. It's about, and it's not, as my brother goes, I'm not reading it. It's another one of these typical women's, you know, empowerment books. Don't send it to me. Well, I sent it to him anyway. And he, like, humbly, like, wrote back and went, okay, I get it. I hear you now. This is good. So, you know, when you get something from your brother, there's a pat on the back. You have to always say it. But so that's, the book is about finding your strength.
Right.
And it might not be that you're going to go and you're going to whip into the greatest shape of your life, but sometimes I'll see someone in my class, maybe back row corner, she's never done a push-up in her life, and she maybe felt not so great. I can kind of read people sometimes, everybody can read each other. You kind of see them, they're kind of slumped over, and you encourage them wherever they are in their life to achieve a push-up. You know, maybe you do it on your knees, maybe you barely bent your elbows, it does not matter. My whole point of this book and the whole point really and truly of the workout is to find your edge, not only in your body, and when I say your edge, that means that place where you have to push just a little bit more. And maybe
right.
it's a push-up, or maybe it's knowing when to walk away, or maybe it's knowing when to walk through a door.
Right.
You know, really finding your worth and feeling it and empowering and standing in that power at that moment.
Yeah, so it's not so much, you talk about the workout and stuff like that, but you're also transforming not only the mind, but the body, but the mind.
Yes, and there's a lot of science that I didn't just make that up either. I'm really a big fan of a lot of brain science, and as you can imagine, I mean, I've been living a long time, and I see people at all kinds of ages with, you know, sort of, people get dementia, right? When
yeah.
they get older, and sometimes they get
That's
it when
I've
they're
heard.
Younger and Alzheimer's.
I don't know. Who am I?
Behind.
Who am I talking to? No, I'm kidding.
I'm not asking you how old you are. That is none of my business. But the science behind brain getting older or getting less active is physical movement. If you read any article there is out there right now, you know, there's a lot of great things. Like, remember everybody was saying, oh, just do a whole lot of crossword puzzles and Sudoku or whatever you want to do with your mind, and those are all good.
Right.
Unless you're moving your body, which we are evolved from movement. We've only been sedentary in the last, 150 years or something?
Yeah, something like that.
So for us to move our bodies is crucial to keeping our brain strong. Dr. John Rady from Harvard, he's got a book I'll plug his called Spark, and I heard him speak. He says, he maintains that the physical workout is more important for the brain, and that the side effect of the workout is a nice sculpted body. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And a lot of times people don't recognize that. They just think, well, it's just, you know, but they don't really realize the endorphins that get released, and it changes your mood. And it changes,
exactly.
you know, it changes how you exactly. think about things and how you approach things. Like, all of a sudden, it's like, hey, I'm in a better mood. Hey, I feel like,
exactly.
yeah, I feel like doing more stuff. You end up being more positive. Again, we're talking to Liz Hilliard.
Right.
Not only is she the creator and owner of the Hilliard Studio Method. Oh, no, no. Why, we've also found out that she is an author as well. You can find I'm on Amazon, too. See, I went to Amazon, and I put in your book, and boom, there it is. Be powerful.
There it is.
Find your strength at any age. She is an author. So you can buy the book online as well. You can, you know, not only transform your the way you look, but the way you feel as well, right, Liz?
It's exactly what it is. And you can also buy the book at HilliardStudentMethod.com either way. But yeah, that was a really cathartic experience writing that book, and I'm probably going to do a second one because it's important, and I think people are hungry for knowledge about just feeling good. We work hard, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we can all I speak for myself. You can speak for yourself. We work very hard, so we want to pamper ourselves. Not by sitting around eating bonbons, but
that would be nice. Going, but the side effects of that aren't too good.
Not so great, but it also makes you feel kind of bad, you know. Once that pleasure's done, it's kind of over. Maybe you could walk and eat some, right? But I think that is so important. I just want to spread the gospel of physical fitness
right. And
feeling good at any age.
Let me ask you this, Liz, because you did mention, you know, you can sometimes see people that are, you know, maybe that's their first time there and they don't really feel like that, you know, they have trouble doing, you know, even one push-up. I mean,
correct.
Can it be a little intimidating? And how do you work with those people to say, you know what, it doesn't matter where you're starting from, we're going to get you to where you want to go?
Best question of the day, Rick, honestly and truly, because we are intimidating because the trainers are in great shape and everybody's all, you know, Hilliard Studio Method, it's a hard, challenging workout. We are a community, and we nurture you, literally, from the first day you walk in my studio, or even on if you're online videos. We welcome you into our space. Everybody, all of our trainers at Hilliard City Methods know everyone's names. I'm probably the worst at that, actually. But they all, I mean, and we've got over 1,000 people that walk in our studio every single week.
Right.
And we know their names, and half the time we know their husband's names and what their children are up to. And so it's, to me, a community. So you've got to have an emotional tie to feeling, you know, to doing this workout. Why are you going to stand there with somebody with a whip and do a workout that is hard, right? So we make it, we make sure that, you know, and I've got a lot of people in with osteoporosis, with, you know, rheumatoid arthritis. We've got all physical ailments and sometimes emotional ailments
right. In
the room. And we cater to that. Our teachers are Hilliard Studio Method certified and trained, and it is about making sure each and every person in that room, or as well as in that space of doing it over the internet, feels comfortable. So I'm going to give you options. I'm also going to say, well done. This is all you can do today. You just hit your edge, and that's
right. Literally
all you have to do.
Right.
You don't have to go, I need to like accomplish this. And what you need to do is hit your edge.
Right.
Mentally and physically to make that change.
Well, that's great. Well, that's great to know. Again, we're talking to Liz Hilliard. She is the creator and an owner and author as well. She is the creator and owner of the Hilliard Studio Method. You can go check out classes for yourself if you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. Of course, you can book them online at HilliardStudioMethod.com, but you can also stream a workout. She's got the videos available. They're going to start doing them live as well very soon. If you've got any questions for Liz, phenomenal lady. She's got a lot of information. She also, like I said, she wrote that book, Be Powerful, Find Your Strength at Any Age. You can find that on Amazon.com and through her HilliardStudioMethod.com website. Or give them a call, 704-236-3377. Liz, it's been a pleasure. You're a fun lady to talk to.
Well, so are you, Rick. This has been a pleasure, and it's gone by so fast. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're very welcome. And hopefully we'll talk again soon, and we'll be back with more on Empire Radio right after these words.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.